I'm your host, Ted Steele, introducing Vicki Carr, who will sing about sunshine.
I've spent too much time here in the dark, trying to hide, crying inside. I've spent too much time here in the gloom, making a tomb of my room. But suddenly along comes you. From it all, but now at last you come my way. You brought me to the light of day,
where I will walk in the sunshine of your smile. Walk in the sunshine of your smile. Walk in the sunshine of your smile.
The love I've been dreaming of. Yes, I want it.
Have you ever been soaking up the sun at a beach or pool and suddenly some back-slapping friend does this to you?
Ouch! My sunburn!
Too much sun and how you suffer. That feel-on-fire feeling. A burning toss-and-turn can't-sleep night. Also needless if you just use Solarcaine. Solarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aids. Why? Solarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. It quiets your pain nerves, puts them to sleep. Solarcaine cools, soothes, aids healing too. Solarcaine contains two antiseptics, helps prevent infection.
Solarcaine has dozens of uses. Stops pain, sting of detergent hands, minor kitchen burns, little cuts and insect bites. I use Solarcaine the year round.
Get lotion, cream, or Solarcaine spray today. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine.
A comedian's life is not all a barrel of laughs, and in some cases, it's more exciting and dangerous than he would like. Take the case of Jackie Mason. Monitor reporter Jack Eigen did just that when the comedian visited Chicago.
In the last few months, every time we pick up a newspaper or a magazine, you read about Jackie Mason. There was a time that you read Jackie Mason was a big hit in this place and that place. Now it's not a big hit. It's somebody hit Jackie Mason. And we read that somebody tried to shoot you in a hotel room with a gun in Las Vegas. Then we read that somebody hit you when you were in a car in, I think it was Florida somewhere. Is this all of it? Is somebody trying to beat you up? What is the story there?
I honestly don't know. I really can't tell you what it was about. When the guns went off in Las Vegas, I was in the other room, and I still don't know if they were aiming for me or my mattress. I don't know what they were aiming at then, but they missed me by a whole room.
That's funny.
Then after that, I'm sitting in a car with this girl. I'm accomplishing nothing with her. All of a sudden, a guy gives me a shot in the nose and walks away. I never saw the guy come.
Is that the way? I mean, actually, is that
That's exactly how it happened. The door flew open and punch went into my nose with such power, such ferocity, that my whole nose was cut in half, and I never saw so much blood in my life. I was mobbed in blood. I was wading in it. I said to myself, this guy is not Jewish.
Ha, 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 ha,
I never saw so much blood. My whole nose was cut in half. And I required 13 stitches to put the nose back together again. I really thought that I'd be marked up badly for life. I have no idea who did it or why. I had all my friends. I had detectives. I had crooks. I had all kinds of people trying to look into it to find out who or why this happened. What was the cause or the purpose of this? And I never found out. I can't discover any reason.
Is it frustrating that you don't know, or do you have an idea that
I
you don't want?
I have no idea whatsoever. Uh-huh. I just told you that I have no idea, and you told me I got an idea.
Well,
what do you think? I have an idea, but I don't want to say.
Possibly, but
I honestly have no idea. I even went that far as to offer a $10,000 reward in Miami Beach, and I posted a $10,000 check with a lawyer who was supposed to be the one to take care of this whole situation there, and no word has come from any source. I really can't figure out what was the reason for that thing.
Is it possible now, in your act, when you work, Jackie, you kind of throw lines around?
I was thinking it probably was something like that, some unidentifiable thing like that, some accident of that nature. There was some place, somewhere that I offended somebody, either on the stage or off, where I wasn't even aware of it, and where I saw no sign of it, because I can't identify any reason for it.
You don't know it, and I didn't want to mention it to you.
But you're the guy that did it.
The guy that hit you.
I wish it was you. The kind of shape you're in, I wouldn't have hurt that much.
Yeah, but that's the way I ran.
The whole nose wouldn't have gone, maybe half tops.
No, it was me, Jackie. But
it was me.
Well, listen, what if bygones are by?
Two people I'm not worried about, you and that Sullivan. Let me wish you the best of everything. You happen to be a nice fella. Forget about the fact that people don't like you.
I don't. Yeah.
That's not important.
That's
I'm
right.
Sure you'll overcome it. You'll overcome a lot of hate in your time. Thank you. And
Jackie Mason.
Comedian Jackie Mason getting laughs from Jack Eigen's audience in Chicago.
If you're planning to drive to Montreal this summer to see Expo 67, be sure to take with you your proof of financial responsibility. Canadian automobile insurance requirements are different from ours. If you're in an accident and can't prove you meet them, they can legally suspend your license or even impound your car. But there's a yellow card that's accepted in Canada as proof of financial responsibility. You can get it from insurance companies such as Great American. Before you leave for Montreal, talk to a Great American agent. He'll review your coverage for you and tell you all about Canadian requirements. Or if you'd rather, you can get a free brochure on the subject directly from Great American. Just write Great American Insurance Company, 99 John Street, New York, New York. That's Great American Insurance Company, 99 John Street, New York, New York.
Herbie Alpert and the Tijuana Brass now with a new one called The Happening. toe tapper for you. Say, folks, how would you like to be boss of your own restaurant, huh? I just heard of a great way to go into business for yourself with the ownership of your own Heap Big Beef roast beef sandwich restaurant. You don't even need any restaurant experience. Now, this national chain is spread like wildfire all across the country. Heap Big Beef features giant roast beef sandwiches for 59 cents, and that's mighty little wampum. Licenses to operate these restaurants on a full-time or absentee basis are available right in this area. Read all about this Heap Big Beef opportunity as advertised in Life magazine. More details are in a full-page Wall Street Journal ad. Now, these national ads tell who to contact in your city for a Heap Big Beef interview. Heap Big Beef, the roast beef sandwich restaurant that will be coming your way soon. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the owner, huh? That's Heap Big Beef. At 13 before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Tomorrow, NBC Radio and Color Television will broadcast Soviet Premier Kosygin's news conference live from the United Nations. It's scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And tomorrow afternoon, coverage of the second meeting between President Johnson and Premier Kosygin in Glassboro, New Jersey. Sergio Mendez and his Brazilian sound on Monitor with Cinnamon and Clove.
The moonlight warms the silver sand. I see our sails across the cove. The water's crystal in your hand.
Easy and simply from every lemon yellow moon through velvet evening with breezes singing
a song of cinnamon and the air is cinnamon and seductive cinnamon and
the sea, salt is sweet upon us. It's love to be made on nights such as this. In time is but sand drifting through our fingertips.
The moon is like a tangerine, adrift upon a sea of love. A world where nothing comes between.
Where every slice of love has just a perfect combination. A cup of sweetness, a pinch of sadness,
a touch of cinnamon and glow. A touch of cinnamon.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. You the guy who sells the U.S. compact at an import price?
That's me. Surprise?
Yeah, but I'm really interested in your surprise deals on a bigger car like the 1967 Rebel.
That's no surprise. Everybody is. Here, put on this elaborate hat with the funny horns.
Ooh, not so tight.
It's a little invention. Every time you register surprise, your brain impulses make the horns honk.
Yes, son of a gun.
Now, look at this 1967 Rebel.
Okay.
See? Surprised already.
Hey, this a Rebel?
Right. We call it the excitement machine.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Four on the floor, bucket seats, 343 cubes. Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel. Hey, hey, take off the hat!
Boy, am I surprised. I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat.
Oh.
And the Rebel. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise time is a good time to get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Everything is greener in the summertime, including most actors' pay. Because there's much more going on in theaters all across the country. The Straw Hat Circuit, outdoor productions, and, of course, Shakespeare. Leonard Probst of NBC News New York reports on the many productions involving works by the Bard.
After seeing a lot of it, I think it's unkind but accurate to say that American actors generally don't do Shakespeare's plays very well. but they have a go at Shakespeare every summer, and summer Shakespeare is a habit that's turned out to be both durable and has spread from coast to coast. Many critics, especially the British, say, oh, why don't you Americans just give it up and stop trying? But summer Shakespeare goes on, and in most of the country, the only time one can see Shakespeare is in summer. For instance, Broadway has long since given up doing Shakespeare, unless it's done by a visiting British troupe or a visiting British actor like Richard Burton. Getting back to summer Shakespeare, it's now running at San Diego at the National Shakespeare Festival. 100,000 people are expected to see All's Well That Ends Well, Othello, and Twelfth Night this summer. The San Diego group is now in its 18th annual season, and it works on a 420-seat replica of Shakespeare's Globe Theater. I've not seen the San Diego operation, but NBC News correspondent Tom Pettit reports that the San Diego group is a professional repertory company and has a good reputation. As for Los Angeles, Pettit says there is or was a Los Angeles Shakespeare Festival, but nobody knows anything about it. Shakespeare is performed by university students at a number of places, at Ashland, Oregon, and at the California Shakespeare Festival at the University of Santa Clara, which opens its fifth season July 14th. The 10th season is coming up for the Colorado Shakespeare Festival at the University of Colorado in Boulder this summer. In the San Francisco area, there is the Marin Shakespeare Festival. The leading Shakespeare group on the North American continent is in Canada at Stratford, Ontario. At Stratford, Connecticut, and here in Central Park in New York, both Shakespeare festivals are now in operation, and both, interestingly enough, are in their 13th annual season. This year, Shakespeare in Central Park started off with an unusually good production of The Comedy of Errors. What made it good was the direction by Gerald Friedman. He jazzed it up with inspired sight gags, but they were not allowed to take over the production. The comedy is played as a farce, but it does not get out of hand. The production is so enjoyable that I forgot about the helicopters passing overhead, the chill in the night air, and the little girl in the seat next to me eating popcorn. As for the Shakespeare up at Stratford, Connecticut, which has a large 1,500-seat replica of the Globe Theater situated on the Housatonic River, the first two plays this season didn't work as well as they might. And this week, Stratford opened with The Merchant of Venice. The acting by the company is still second rate, but the role of Shylock is so well done by Morris Karnowski that it's worth the 60-mile trip from Manhattan. Karnowski plays Shylock not as a man looking for sympathy. He plays it as a Jewish merchant trapped in a world of Christian merchants, and he sees Shylock as a defiant and resourceful outcast. All too frequently, one has to wait too long to see Shakespeare well done in America. We just don't have the actors, the directors, or the producers capable of doing the plays with any flavor. Generally, we are grateful if we get a production that is adequate and understandable. Maybe one answer would be for American actors to get their training in repertory companies in England and then return home quickly before they forget what they've learned. Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, reporting for Monitor.
Now a message for people with a special kind of summer problem.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
A message here from CARE. Famine threatens the lives of millions in drought-stricken areas of India. This is a desperate need for food. Help CARE continue to feed millions of school children and supply food, seeds, and tools. Send dollars to CARE, India Famine Relief, New York 10016. You're traveling through the weekend world with Summertime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service brine and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Big Al Hurd and Puppet on a String. My next move is to bow out for a moment, and then there'll be a complete report of all the latest news, followed by more of Monitor. This is Ted Steele.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation.